The National Guard gets most of its payroll money from federal appropriations. That means if the government shuts down at midnight, paychecks to Guard members will stop. Despite that, the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs says it'll still be ready for emergencies and is determining which critical staff to keep on. Major Paul Rickert is a spokesman for the National Guard.
Basically, we're taking a look at all the individuals who are going to be furloughed and identifying people who are essential to continued safe operations. And that includes operations that we need to continue because of federal missions.
Wisconsin's National Guard has identified a skeleton crew of 210 people that will keep working if a shutdown happens. Rickert says those tapped to stay on include critical office staff and security. He says those still reporting to work during a shutdown won't be paid, but they will be reimbursed when federal funding starts flowing again. He says those who are furloughed wouldn't be paid at all unless Congress passes special legislation.
It's absolutely a hardship. It would be a hardship on any family to have their income stream either cut off or postponed.
National Guard members have already been furloughed 6 days this year due to the sequester. In total, Rickert says 1,050 Guard members would be impacted by a federal shutdown. The National Guard hasn't changed any weekend drill dates, but soldiers currently attending certain Army schools may be sent home. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.